On Wednesday, May 20th at 9:30, we have a quorum, so please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the
United States of America,
and to the Republic. Okay, approval of the agenda.
Move approval.
Second.
Okay, so we have a first from Director Forrester, second from Director Crewe. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, public matters not on the agenda. Anybody have anything, items that they want to discuss that's relevant to the Amador Air District, which is not on today's agenda? You have 5 minutes. Seeing none, hearing none, is there anybody on the telephone there that wants to speak?
Just Tom. Tom, is there anything you'd like to say?
No.
No? Okay. Well, let's move into administrative matters. The minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes with one minor correction. And it's under, let's see, the last page, page 4-4. I know people, it should note when people are absent, but it shouldn't mock them. So it says absent, absent. So.
It's really absent.
I think that was a typo.
If they see that, they'll show up.
So I'll move approval of that.
Okay, we have a motion by Director Forrester, or Governor Forrester. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by JB. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, so we're going to move on to item number two, City County Agency Diesel Program. And you're going to speak to that, Mike? Okay.
Okay. So the last meeting we had, we discussed the grant to assist the purchase of a chipper for the Public Works Department. Some of the board of directors were curious about whether or not it would make sense for the Air District to purchase the chipper and then lease it out to various agencies. We considered that. Staff recommends against doing that because we don't have a place to store it. We'd have to lease storage for it. We don't have anybody qualified to maintain it, so we'd have to retain somebody else, at least part-time, to do the maintenance. And there's also a concern about potential for liability. If somebody should get injured using the chipper, you know, who's the owner? Did we provide adequate training? That kind of a thing. So for those three main reasons, we recommend that we just assist Public Works purchasing it. There's nothing really that prevents Public Works from making it available to other agencies.
Okay, so Public Works would have the space then to store it, or?
Yes, they have, you know, over at the Corp Yard, they have chippers now.
Okay.
This is replacing one of them.
All right. And
they've
its diesel engine is out of date, or?
Correct, that's the reason for the replacement.
Okay.
How many chippers do they have out of commission? I thought there was two, wasn't there?
I think one is still in commission, but two is sidelined.
Okay.
Have you talked to Public Works or anyone in Public Works about if they're amenable to working with other cities, municipalities, and loaning it out?
To a limited extent, staff feedback I got so far, they're not wild about the idea, but it is possible. We can work out, because I have a little bit of influence in Public Works as well, a way that they can do that and have, you know, signed agreement with these other governmental entities that they can, you know, borrow, maintain, you know, what a fair rental price would be, that kind of thing.
I think we can encourage them to do that, and I think the community development director can work on that. So.
Yes, and it may extend beyond the chipper if there's other pieces of equipment that are generally leased from outside the county. If we can be the resource, that might work out well.
Okay. Any other comment? We're on agenda item two, Brian. The chipper, yeah.
No, I agree that Richard's saying. I think it's something that could be beneficial to the
the cities, you know, in the county and the cities both. I do understand it's something. I've got a chipper, so you get people throwing rocks or wire through them. It can really cause some trouble.
Yeah.
I know I'm very careful with my chipper, but a time or two I still went, you're throwing some stuff in there, and you go, ooh, where'd that rock come from? You pull it out of the in-feed chute, and go, oh, thank God that didn't go through the chipper, but sooner or later one will.
Yeah.
And also, Mr. Chairman, with the city budgets and county budgets and the CARB rules, maybe there won't be money for a chipper for, like, the city of Jackson, where it would really help them out over a two-year period to borrow it periodically until things improve. I don't think we want to do it forever, but in this times, you know, if there's only a certain amount of dollars, if we can work together, I'd be all for that.
Thanks to this board last year, we were able to procure our own chipper. So.
Okay. Well, I just thought...
Other cities, I'm sure, could use one. Lease.
Okay.
I would want to make sure that there's a very strong indemnity letter to, if the county were to lend it out, because can be very dangerous, and people can get hurt real fast if they're not wearing protective equipment. And even if they are, I mean, I've heard of cases where people getting caught on a branch going in, and it doesn't turn out pretty.
Right.
I always hire somebody.
That's the nicest
and
way.
And stay in the house. Right?
There's too many horror movies that had chippers in them.
Yeah, there's one in particular that always comes to mind, but I think he was helping the guy. Anyway, Tom, did you have anything to say or comment? Where's Tom?
No, you're saying it all.
Okay, great. Just chime in whenever you need. So do you have the direction that you need?
I do.
Right? Yes. Okay. So any other further comments, or should we move on to the next item?
Move on.
All right. Let's move on. So the smoke reduction bin program, the pine needles, and we're looking for an action on that. Do you want to speak to that, Mike, please?
Sure. We've already asked Sutter Creek Fire to host the bin year-round, and they're agreeable to do that. As Dominic said yesterday, it's very well received. That's going to cost us a little bit of extra money, but AB 617, which is our next item, will help to defray that cost. The expanded once a month free drop off at ACES, I'd like to hold back on that for a while to see how the budget's going to be next year. Also, there's been some interest in expanding the neighborhood bin program. I would rather we just stick with what we've got right now until we see how the budget goes next year. There's a possibility that we're going to see a reduction in some revenue from the state.
Okay, let me back that up a little bit. So we're going to have nothing for upcountry?
We will have the neighborhood bins upcountry. We will have...
But those are... How many of those bins? You only have... I mean, last time we did that, we only had like two in the upcountry, and not everybody could get into them. They were like privately held.
I think you know the specific locations?
Yeah, so we'll have the five... We have six neighborhoods right now signed up for the neighborhood bin program. We're going to continue doing our free disposal pine needle days starting up in June.
So you will still have that.
We will continue to do
that. I thought that was a contradiction of what you just said.
No, we do the seasonals during the non-burn season,
right,
historically at ACES. Carrying it through the winter time, which is what I proposed, we're going to hold off on until we find out what the revenue stream is going to be.
You got my blood pressure up real quick in a hurry.
Sorry about that.
Hold on. So, yes, the free disposal days, we are set to end in September. If October proves to come in as a dry month, we'll have it in October as well.
Okay.
And then we'll stop it during November, December, January, which are the heavy rain season. And then next budget year, we'll see if we could allow them to be expanded through those wet season months.
Okay. When you have a chance, I'd like to see the list of where the neighborhood bins are going.
Right. Yeah. And we have them stationed at those locations for 2 weeks at a time, correct?
2 weeks at a time, yeah.
And you said that Pine Grove, the transfer station, was still going to accept material?
Once a month, yeah, beginning in June. We had anticipated starting in April, but because of the COVID thing, it was delayed.
Sure.
But they're starting up in June.
Any other?
Mike, the One at Sutter Creek, they want to keep it year-round?
Yes.
What, I mean, most of the trimming and things are going to happen around this time.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to end up with? Mostly just yardways, grass, and things like that from people's homes?
Yeah, as Dominic indicated yesterday, the majority of what they get is, right now, prunings, leaves, small branches, not just pine needles. But if it's there and it's not getting used at all, we can revisit and have it, you know, postponed until there's demand again.
I just want to see what kind of material is going into it, too. You know, if it's just normal grass waste that somebody's mowing their lawn, I don't think we should be paying for that.
Because
they,
the grass...
They can put it in their recycle or throwaway containers.
Right.
Just like anybody else.
Okay.
If it's cutting tree limbs and things like that...
Stuff that's
or
not easily
pine needles,
disposable
yeah,
without burning.
There's a need for those kind of things.
Okay.
I thought Dominic said yesterday that they're putting a lot of branches and things in there. So.
Very few pine needles.
And the good thing is he actually, you know, it's because it's at the fire station, they have some oversight over it, whereas some of the upcountry bins, that's when you get the commercial people dumping in it and then people putting in garbage too. So.
And that's one of the things Dominic specifically mentioned yesterday is it's supervised, so they preclude the landscape architects from, you know, dumping all of their yard waste in there.
I don't think it hurts to trust but verify.
Right.
I don't think a spot check every once in a while would hurt.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, Lockwood gets a bin during that summer month period, don't they?
Lockwood?
Yeah.
We did. That was one that we took out because their station isn't manned. So there's nobody during certain months of the year, there's nobody there to watch it. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. Lockwood became one of our second biggest issues last year because people started getting very possessive over it. We had next door neighbor online battles going between neighbors of, well, you're filling it up with this. We've had people outside the bin going at it because, you know, this neighbor is dumping her whole tree in there and this neighbor doesn't like it. So Lockwood became an issue for us as well.
Okay. Well, thanks.
I don't think it would even hurt to have a sign there, have Merzlacher make a sign that says this bin provided by Amador Air District for your green waste or something. Like to that effect.
Sure.
Just so people don't think it's coming from the Sutter Creek Fire Department. But even at the other locations, it would be nice for Air District to get some PR from that.
Sure.
Good idea.
Is there anything else? Do we need a motion on any of this, Mike? Or
if you would like to move to authorize the APCO to initiate those other expanded portions of the bin program, depending on budget and depending on demand, you can do that. Otherwise, it could probably wait until a later board meeting.
When's our next board meeting?
Should be in 2 months, correct?
We have one scheduled for next month if need be, but then we do have one in August.
Okay. So do we need to expand it now or can we just wait?
Well, right now we're going to be going into the season where we've got once a month free pickup at ACES. We're going to be starting fairly soon with the neighborhood bins, correct?
We already started. Our first neighborhood bin started up last week, so this is their second week into it. I have, as of yesterday, the second neighborhood bin got deployed, so we have two right now going on.
So we won't really need to make a decision to change anything until late summer, early fall.
Okay.
And we should have solid budget, know what we're facing then.
We should, yeah.
I'd rather wait.
I think I concur with that. I'd rather wait, too. And one other thing I do think about a lot is if you're in small areas, I can understand maybe the need or the want to not have as much burning. But some of the larger areas, especially if people will cover their needles if they're not wet, you're probably better off burning them. I mean, just you figure... The time, and then you're burning fuel getting somewhere, and then we're paying for it, and it's a losing equation.
Just from my knowledge, is that the two bins that are out will rotate. You know, they're going to be there for 2 weeks, and then they're going to move to a different spot.
Correct. So right now there's one on Burnt Cedar Lane. That one's there for one more week, and it gets taken away. That will have been there for a total of 2 weeks. The one that got deployed yesterday went to Leona Lane. And so that one will be there for 2 weeks.
Okay.
These neighborhood ones, they really help the residents because they're going into lots of the mobile home areas where it's lots of older residents that live there that don't have the ability to clean up their areas and take it to the transfer stations. The one on Burnt Cedar, it's at the association, and one of the ladies is the one that does all the prepping, and she's the ones that monitors the bin, and she goes around to all her neighbors and helps them all clean up because they're older.
Yeah, I also know there's another up in the Alpine, Amador Pines area that, there's a road association up there that very possessive of their
the Woodland Road Association, yep.
So what was the other site besides Burnt Cedar Lane?
There, it's Leona.
Leona?
Leona Lane right now.
Thank you.
You know, one thing I'd like to look at maybe, too, is maybe that LaMille Heights area is a way to get one in there, up there. That wouldn't be the Lockwood Fire Station, but there's kind of, it's closer, a lot closer lots up in that area. So people are pretty close together. That might be something to look at. I'll try to talk to somebody up there.
Yeah.
Mike, can you give us a update at the next meeting on the spot checks, what you're finding in there?
Another.
How many were conducted, when they were done, and
what our findings.
I just want to know if it's worth continuing the program, or they ended up with mostly just grass.
Yes. So we can characterize what's being received, how frequently the bins are needing to be changed out, and any other information you'd like. That's pretty much it. Okay.
Okay. Anything? Anything else at this time? All right, so you have the staff has what they need, and let's move on to the next item, which is AB 617 implementation funds, and there's a resolution to approve.
Yes, so in last year we did not put in for this grant. This year we are, and we're hoping to help pay for the smoke reduction bin program. With this, it's about $97.72 is the grant amount. So we're looking for the board to authorize the application.
And this will be for these pine needle bins?
That's what we propose these for, yes.
To give you guys a little bit of background on AB 617, it's a state program that there's two parts of it. There's the implementation and there's incentive funds for this. In the years before when Jim was here, we never took them because it was really hard for our area district to justify using these funds because we're so small. There wasn't these assembly bills, they require so much work behind them. The previous versions of the AB 617, we had to put a report together. We had to put a full-blown program together and give them a proposal on how our program was going to run. We had to do quarterly reporting on the funds that we expedited into the program. This year they talked to us. We were able to think about the wood smoke reduction program the pine needle reduction program as a potential, and we took it to CARB, and CARB accepted us using the implementation funds for this program. So this might be a way where we will be able to next year expand on the neighborhood bin program, or maybe this will help us supplement the free disposal days to where we could have them every month year-round at the transfer station. It was a great opportunity for us. It opened it up to other counties as well, other area districts. I got a lot of Lassen called me, and I had a one-on-one with the APCO from Lassen, and he's like, this is great. He's like, we never knew that that this would even be a potential until you guys brought it up. So it has put our name up there. All the area districts now are looking into something like this because these funds were so hard to use up by area districts because of the criteria and the guidelines that you had to use. CARB has really strict ones. So this is a big deal, for us to be able to implement them and for other area districts to be able to piggyback on our programs. So if it's going to be, I think the end number ended up being about $12,000, the grant, the last I got the grant agreement. So I think it will help our residents, and we will be able to put this money to good use. And if the state, hopefully the budgets all go through and we're able to continue, this might be every year, every 2 year grant that we could still apply for.
As we're still kind of talking about this, can I get the flyer for the Pine Grove monthly thing?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I sent it today to Carol so she could post it onto the Amador Community News and on Facebook so she could get that going too.
Okay. Thank you.
No, have you looked into this AB 617? Because by signing on to this, aren't we also signing on to some of the implementing rules and regulations in that bill?
My understanding was we could name our own program for the implementation
fund. For the implementation fund, yes. There's the incentive fund. That's the cap and trade one. We did not get that one. That one requires us to go through lots of loopholes. It requires us to go through lots of quarterly reporting. We're not at the capacity, staff capacity, nor are we big enough to be able to justify the cap and trade fund one. So we took the implementation funds versus the incentive funds. So there's two separate grants.
Well, just looking at somewhere in here is talking about a lot more fines if this, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if there might be some devil in the details. Have we looked in that thoroughly?
I will take a look at that and let you know if I see anything that looks scary in the part of the grant program that we are applying for.
Yeah, we talked, we were very iffy to go into this just for that same reason because, you know, it's a state-run program. They require a lot of checklists to be checked off. So we had extensive calls and conversations with CARB staff running this part of the implementation funds, and they assured us that this was the simplest of that part of the grant where we didn't have to do the proposals. We didn't. I sent them a brief paragraph on what our Pine Needle Bend program entailed and what we did with it and how we ran it, and that was sufficient. It ran. It went by the executive officer at CARB, and he gave us the okay that our program was justifiable for the implementation funds.
Okay, any other comment or anything? So I guess we need to approve the resolution then, Mike?
That's the ask, if you're comfortable approving the resolution.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion there?
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion from Mayor Stimson and a second from Mr. Crew.
Well, what's his name down here?
Yeah. I didn't know whether I should call you chairman, but I'm chairman.
That's
for,
right.
For this little thing. Anyway.
Under discussion.
Yes.
Now, are we by applying for this grant, are we accepting other responsibilities? More so than what is an... other than what is required, are we saying, yes, we'll do these things voluntarily once we take this grant?
To my knowledge, what we're committing to is spending the money as described and providing the reports as described. Any other compulsion to apply other standards, to my knowledge, does not exist within the agreement that we'll be asking the board to execute. Now, in taking action today, you're authorizing the chair to execute. We can take a look at the actual agreement and look for the devil in the details, as you put it, to see if there's anything in there that would warrant revisiting and perhaps saying thanks, but no thanks.
I'd like that. That's okay, the rest of the board.
Prudent thing to do.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, with that change, all in favor, please say aye.
Can I have one more question? Oh. When it says here increases penalties for air pollution violations, what is that?
That's the concern that Brian is raising. I mean, if they're going to require that we apply certain minimums to any kind of penalties that are levied, then we may want to reconsider whether to execute this agreement.
As part of this grant, they require that. That's my question. You know,
right.
If it's a law, you have to do it. Hey, you got to do it. But by signing the line here, are we
exactly
stating we will additionally do this? That's
right.
My concern.
So that's what we need to research before we can bring the actual grant back to the chair for signature. And if that's part of the other funding mechanism, you know, that's one thing. But if it's part and parcel of the implementation that we're looking for, then I don't know that we want to sign on to that if it's compelling us to do something we wouldn't otherwise do.
Exactly.
We want to make sure, though, that because they're going to adopt new emission reduction strategies focusing on pollution burdened communities helping us. They want to help us. So I want to make sure at some point they're not going to help us by saying no more burning.
Right.
I mean, that's like a sacred right up here if they want to fight. But I want to make sure they don't build it into their language at some point. I can just see them slipping that in.
Right. So our goal was to provide an alternative, not a mandate. If they're wanting to turn it into a mandate, we're not interested. We don't need the funding that bad.
Yeah, I'm like Director Onetto. I don't want to tie ourselves to agreements or requirements that we don't want to be part of.
Right.
Mike,
okay.
Just to give you a little, our remaining meeting time is 8 minutes.
Okay,
so we have a motion and a second, and it's subject to you researching and making sure that there's no gotchas
in the agreement
before it actually gets executed. So all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, looks like it carries unanimously. All right, we'll move on to the next item, the APCO update, item 5.
And basically that comprises the financials. You have the report there. Do you have any questions regarding the financials? On the page 1, income, 45640, ARB subvention fund, that's the one that we're worried might take a hit in relation to the COVID-19.
Which one would take the hit?
Page 1 under income.
Yeah.
About the fifth one down.
Right. 45640, ARB subvention. That's the one where there's been some discussion that it could be reduced.
There's two page ones, so it'd actually be the second page in our packet.
Right.
Okay.
I couldn't see
it on the first page. One.
Thank you, Brian.
I'm looking over here.
What are you talking about?
I'm feeling kind of stupid.
Yeah, me too, Frank.
I got lucky.
Yeah, and there's another page one following.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Right, we'll wait
and see. Is that part of the May revise, or was that just...
This was mostly speculation, I think, on the part of other air pollution control officers.
Okay.
They assume it likely that it'll take some kind of a hit.
Okay, any further questions or comments on the APCO update?
I have one, Mike. That diesel replacement program.
Yes.
Is there some more funding coming into that?
I have not heard. Do you know if there's more money coming? I haven't heard.
More funding from us?
The state to support the program?
Not that I know of. I mean, the...
Is it like a farmer program, whatever they call it?
The CCAD?
Right, the CCAD, there probably will be additional.
The CCAD, that's our own air district program. So that we don't get any funds for that. That just comes out of our budget.
Okay.
We tend to use the reserves when we need. That comes out of the budget. Statewide, there is the VIP, the voucher incentive program for on-road, I believe. But I don't know the specifics on that one, just because we don't do on-road.
They also have had a farmer program, I think it's called.
Those ones are still going. On our website, we have links to all the applications, links to information on what those farmer programs entail. It's part of the Carl Moyer program. It's So the Farmer is just a branch of the Carl Moyer program. It's all under Moyer. It just all depends on the type of project. If it's a tractor, if it's anything agricultural, it will fall under the Farmer program. But those, as far as I know, as of a couple months ago, we're still going and we're still getting applications. So we haven't gotten any for our district, though.
Thank you for that update.
Anything else? Tom, do you have anything?
No, I'm good, thanks.
All right.
Mike, have we closed out, or do you know if we've closed out the last stove replacement program?
Or CCAT?
The wood stove replacement?
Oh, the wood stove. The wood stove, we signed the contract with El Dorado. So El Dorado is administering our side of the program. We've done two wood stoves in the past month already. That one's ongoing.
Okay. I'd like to replace my stove in the program, but I talked to Greg Gillard, and he didn't think it could be done because of cost. I don't know why, because we vote on it. It goes into place. I don't see why, like any other citizen, but I can try again. But if you want me to keep polluting, I can. I got an old stove.
I don't see why a board member should be excluded from any program.
I would fill out the application. And, I mean, it goes through El Dorado. It doesn't, they're the ones that.
Let me run it by them again.
Yeah, and I don't think I'd do it if I was you.
Yeah. Are you signing a contract, though, with the county or anything like that?
So,
I mean, that would be the only concern is you can't
budget.
And it hasn't been
highly
budget-related,
right?
No.
I mean, last
I threw in commentary.
We did, 23, 24 of them.
But we've got capacity for plenty, right? It's not like
we
get used up within 2 months.
$50,000 in the pot for it. And that's all state run. That's all state fund money.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll check with council again.
Yeah, I don't know that it matters who's actually burning the wood in their stove,
Okay. Let's move on. There are no correspondences, so I believe that we're done. Let's adjourn.